Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Matthew 28, verse 1, it says, and I'm reading this, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it.
His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow.
And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men.
But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified.
He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.'"
Let's read this last verse together. "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told him." May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. We're going to continue to read that word. Deaconess Regina is going to pick up with verses 8 through 10, and we'll continue to listen to the story. Anytime you're ready.
"So they went from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice!' So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'
Now while they were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, 'Tell them the disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure.' So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Resurrection Day celebration. We thank you for your word that journals what actually happened. And Holy Spirit, we pray as we begin to talk about the resurrection that you would give us new insight into these spiritual matters. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen and amen. The title of my message today is Resurrection. Resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of Christianity. Without the resurrection, there would be no salvation, there'd be no healing, no deliverance, there would be no eternal hope of salvation. I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul said under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This is found in 1 Corinthians 15, 14 through 17. He said, "If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also in vain. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. But thank God, Jesus did rise from the dead. He is risen indeed." I said, "He is risen." There it is. Amen. He is risen indeed. Listen to what 1 Peter 1 and 3 says. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. However, the same day Jesus rose from the dead, the devil immediately went into panic mode. He didn't know what to do. So he tried to discredit the resurrection. He planted a deception in the minds of the religious leaders to explain Jesus' missing body. And their story was Jesus' disciples. They came and they stole the body. Well, you know, the devil, he is a liar. He's the chief of liars. He is the father of lies. And in spite of what he has attempted through the ages, it's important for us to really understand that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical fact. You know, there have been people who say, well, how do we really know that Jesus really rose from the dead? Well, just go and look in the history annals. It will tell you that he rose from the dead. Let me give you one example. Josephus, a Jewish historian writing at the end of the first century, stated, Jesus was a wise man, if it would be lawful to call him a man. He was a doer of wonderful works, that means miracles. He drew to him many Jews and Greeks, and when Pilate condemned him to death, those who loved him did not forsake him, for he appeared alive on the third day. Even now, the race of Christians so named for him has not died out. Folks, Christianity is the largest global religion in the world. In fact, there are more than 2.5 billion Christians worldwide. A recent survey found that Americans overwhelmingly believe Jesus was the Son of God and was raised from the dead. 72% of adults in America believe that today. Now, many people came to Jesus Christ as a result of studying about the resurrection, even atheists. One such person was C.S. Lewis, Clive Staples Lewis. He was a novelist, a poet, an essayist, a lay theologian, and a Christian apologist. He was born in Belfast, Ireland, and he held academic positions in Oxford and Cambridge University. He is best known for his fictional works, especially the Screwtape Letters and the Chronicles of Narnia. How many of you have heard of any of those? Well, Lewis was an atheist. He was an atheist until his research revealed that everything they said about Jesus in the New Testament was real, including his resurrection. And after that, he became a believer. And he became one of the greatest Christian apologists in the 20th century. However, there are still skeptics today asking, how do you know that Jesus Christ really rose from the dead? Well, legally, there is what is called the testimony of history and law. And it states when an event takes place in history and there are enough people alive who were eyewitnesses and one is able to verify its validity, it is considered historical fact based upon circumstantial evidence. And there were many eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. Many people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. Let me just give you a few. Number one, there was Mary Magdalene. She thought she was talking to a gardener, but she was actually talking to Jesus in John 20 and 15. It gives us this account. Jesus asked her, why are you crying? Who are you looking for? She thought she was talking to the gardener, and she said, sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him. I will go and get him. Jesus said, Mary. And she turned around and said, Rabboni, master. Let me give you another. Cleophas and Simon, they saw him. In Luke chapter 24 and 13, it says, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. And suddenly, Jesus himself came along and joined them and began to walk with them and talk to them. And then there was his disciple, Thomas. He said, unless I see the nail prints in his hands and I see the gush or the hole in his side, I won't believe that he rose from the dead. In John chapter 20 and 26, it says, after 8 days, his disciples were again inside the room and Thomas with them. And Jesus came, the doors being locked, and he stood in the midst of them and said, peace to you. He had to say that because he had come through the wall and just appeared. Peace to you. Don't be afraid. It's me. And then he walked right over to Thomas and he said, reach your finger here, buddy. Look into my hand. Here, look at this. Reach your hand here and put it inside. And put your other hand in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but I expect you now to believe. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, my God. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen, but they still believe. A little rebuke. In Acts chapter 1 and 3, it says, during the 40 days after his crucifixion, Jesus appeared to his apostles from time to time alive and proved to them in many ways that it was really he himself that they were seeing. And on these occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And there were many others, but I think this is a really good one. The apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 and 3, Christ died for our sins just as the scripture said. He was buried and when he raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said, he was seen by Peter and then by the 12. And after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at the same time, most of whom are still alive. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. And last of all, I also saw him. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is conclusive evidence that he is the Son of God and only Savior of the world.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now, let's get back into today's message.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ also proves that those who are born again and die will rise again at his second coming. And this is what I really want to talk about, because I don't believe there's enough emphasis when we really talk about the resurrection. See, those of us who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we will also have a bodily resurrection. See, we will experience something that is rarely talked about. Jesus raised from the dead, we talk about that. But every believer will be raised from the dead during his second coming. You know, I'm talking about this because many people don't believe that, even Christians, unfortunately. You know, a survey said that most Americans don't believe that they will experience a resurrection of their bodies when they die. Only 36% said they believe that. Well, when Jesus rose from the dead, there were also Old Testament saints who rose from the dead, and they were seen in Jerusalem. And this is something that you don't generally hear a lot of during the resurrection story. And Deaconess Regina, she's going to help us. She's going to read a verse for you. See, those people already experienced a bodily resurrection. It happened. When Jesus rose, other people rose as well. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of their graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Folks, when Jesus rose, he opened the doorway of the grave for the saints to follow. And we as Christians have a resurrection promise. Our spirit and our body will one day reunite. Jesus is referred to as the first fruits of the resurrection. Listen to this in scripture. It says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. That means more will follow. And when we rise from the dead, we will have a body like Jesus had when he rose from the dead. You need to tell somebody that right now. So look at someone and say, when we rise from the dead, we're going to have a body like Jesus did. Now listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. It says, flesh and blood cannot enter heaven. You know, when Jesus rose from the dead, he met with his disciples and he told them about his new body. He said it was flesh and bones. In Luke chapter 24 and 39, he said, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. Now, because he rose from the dead, we will also rise as he did. And those of us who are still alive during that time, the Bible says we will be changed instantly. Our bodies will be changed from mortals to immortal. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51 talks about it. Listen to what it says. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. It will happen all in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trump is blown. For there will be a trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died will suddenly become alive with new bodies that will never die. And then we who are still alive shall suddenly have new bodies too. For our earthly bodies, the ones we have now that can die, must be transformed into heavenly bodies that cannot perish but will live forever. When you think about the resurrection of Jesus, do you realize that you will have your own personal resurrection? How many of you think about that? I thought not. We focus on the resurrection of Jesus, but folks, listen, a benefit of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is you will have your own personal resurrection also. Give God a hand of praise. This may be new material for you, but I'm giving it to you right out of the Bible. I'm giving you the verses right there. So, you know, listen to what it says in Ecclesiastes 12 and 7. See, the Bible tells us that when we die, our soul, our spirit returns to God, and our body or our house falls asleep and remains that way until the resurrection. Listen to what it says. It says, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. You hear sometimes at funerals, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. See, but where is that person? We have a funeral. Where is that person? If they're a Christian, they're in the presence of the Lord. They're in heaven. Their soul is in heaven. Now let me continue talking about resurrections, because there will be two resurrections. The first will be those who died in Christ. They will be raised. And then the second will be the resurrection of the wicked. Those who never received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Those who never obeyed God's word. Now some people say once you die, that's it. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said that when you die, the soul of a person remains conscious after death. In fact, he said this in Luke chapter 16 and 22. And Regina, is she still here? Okay, let me read this for you. Luke chapter 16, 22. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. The rich man shouted, Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames. Folks, the wicked dead are in Sheol or Hades, the temporary place of torment for the souls of the dead. Now, man, if I was doing a Bible study, I'd really go into this in much, much deeper form. But please understand, there are only two destinations when we die for our spirit and our soul. We are either going to heaven in the presence of God, or if we have not accepted Jesus as Savior, then we will be going to this place of Hades, called Hades or Sheol or hell. The Bible teaches us that the soul of those who die in Jesus Christ are in heaven. And let me give you some scriptures for that. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, "We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord." When you leave your physical body as a Christian, you immediately go to heaven in the presence of the Lord. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:1. "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." That's where our loved ones are right now who accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. They're in heaven. You know, I think about my own family and my sisters who passed away not too long ago. And some of you have loved ones who have. And you're still kind of sad. I say, oh my goodness, boy, do I miss them so much. And wow, and you know, the Holy Spirit says, they're in heaven rejoicing. Don't be sad for them, be sad for you. You're still on earth, you still have to make it. And I said, oh, you're right. I said, well, have a good time up there. I'll join you after a while. Listen, we do not have to mourn like people with no hope for our loved ones who know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The Bible says, blessed in the sight of the Lord is the homegoing of his saints. God is happy. God is like, come on home. I'm glad you're here. And we're like, oh, I'm so sad. They're having a party. Not one of them would come back. Not one. They're rejoicing in the presence of God. They have already lived this life and they fulfilled whatever God wanted them to do down here. And they are just rejoicing in heaven. They are in the presence of the Lord. When children of God take their last breath here on earth, their next breath is in heaven. They're with the Lord. So what does the Bible teach about the first resurrection? Well, the first resurrection occurs when Jesus returns during the rapture of the church. Is anybody going? All right, I got some people here. The Bible says he will return from heaven to earth's atmosphere, and a shout will be given for the dead in Christ to rise.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is The First and Second Resurrection. And this is part one.
Lord, it's during this season that we're reminded of the cross, the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our sins. Lord, we thank you that you so loved the world that you sent Jesus, your Son, to be our Savior. And Lord, I pray with the people now that you would save us from every sin, that you would deliver us from whatever is holding us back, from being all that you've called us to be. We ask you, Lord, to help us to live godly lives, not only before you, but before our families, our friends, and even on the job. Help us to remember the cross during this time, that Jesus gave his life that we might be free to live for you. Bless your people. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. And help us all to please you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.